It's pretty long, yeah. Tomorrow's short. Okay, we begin a new chapter and we move on to the laws of tzitzis. So we are on Daf Lamed Ches, page 38. All right, so the Mishnayos have been dealing with all sorts of situations when you have a bunch of things and saying when you have a bunch of things, sometimes you don't need all of them. Sometimes you need all of them. So, for example, in regards to how we got into this, was what a kometz, a fistful of the mincha, you need all of it. If you have a little bit of salt in the fistful, so you don't have all of the flour, it's not a kosher mincha. So what about in tzitzis? Do you need both the blue strings and the white strings? Or maybe not. So says the Mishnah, tzitzis is different than a mincha. Tzitzis are supposed to have blue strings as well as white strings. So the blue strings are not a requirement for the white strings. The white is not a requirement for the blue. So it sounds like, what is it saying? Even though you're supposed to have blue and white, it sounds like from this Mishnah you could have just white strings or you could have just blue strings. And either way it would be kosher. All right, another law like this. Tefillah shel yad inam akevas shel rosh. If you only have the arm tefillin, so just put on the arm tefillin. Just the arm tefillin doesn't mean that that doesn't work. Okay, so just the arm tefillin or shel rosh inam akevas shel yad. So just the arm tefillin would work, and also just the head tefillin would work. So the tefillah of the arm does not prevent you from getting a mitzvah of the tefillah of the head. So if you just have the head, just put on the head. And if you only have the arm, so just put on the arm.
So one tefillin could be shared between two people, the one put the head on the arm? Is that
if you want to say that, or a situation where a person only has one of the two boxes, so you should put on one of the two boxes. That's also a mitzvah. In regards to tzitzis, you don't have tcheles. Okay, so put on just blue, just white. Or if you only have blue, so just put on blue. Says the Gemara, Lema mas nisin de loka Rabbi. Let us suggest that our Mishnah is against Rabbi, because our Mishnah says it can be just blue or just white. The time of dinner Braisa, the verse says, Uri semo so, and you shall see it. You shall see it, not you shall see them, you shall see it. So the Braisa says like this, Malam Ichimak vin zet zet yivei Rabbi. Rabbi says that teaches you that the two types of strings, the blue and the white, are requirement one for the other. That if you only have blue, it doesn't work. If you only have white, it doesn't work. Chacham say no, they do not. They are not a requirement one for the other. So our mission seems to be like the Chachamim. And again, Rabbi. My time at the Rabbi. What's the reasoning of Rabbi? Dichsiv, because the verse says on the one hand, Hakanaf. The verse says, you have to put the tzitzis on the corner. Hakanaf. Tzitzis Hakanaf. So that sounds like min kanaf. The strings have to be the same type as the corner. So just like the corner is white, the strings have to be white. And then it adds uksiv. It also says psil techeles, a strand that's dyed blue. V'amar Rachman and Hashem says urisim also, and you are to see it. Adika tarvayu b'chat. Sounds like you have to have both of them. You have to have both the white hakanaf and the psil techeles, and seeing both of them to fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will tell you, no, Ur'isim Oso, since it says Ur'isim Oso, it doesn't say Ur'isim Osam, Ur'isim Oso, Oso is singular, Osam would have been plural. So Rabbanan says, it says, and you will see it, it means, Kolchad L'chudei Mashmai, each one you can do it by itself, you can see each one totally by itself.
This is on decoration, this blue, you know, color or
no, whatever. No. Why do you call it decoration? That's the mitzvah, a blue string and a white string. So the Gemara says, Lema delo ki Rabbi. So is this correct? There are Mishnahs against Rabbi? I'm Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah is the name of Rav. There's another way to read our Mishnah. Filu tema Rabbi. Could be that our Mishnah does agree with Rabbi. That you need blue strings and white strings to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if you only have white or if you only have blue, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what did the Mishnah mean when it said the blue does not hold back the white and the white does not hold back the blue? What that means is that the order is not a requirement. In other words, the mitzvah, the best way to do the mitzvah is to first put in white strings and then put in blue strings. Because the Torah first mentions white strings and then it mentions blue strings. So the ideal way to put it in would be to first put in the white and then put in the blue. And the Mishnah is saying, okay, if you didn't do it in the right order, you first put in the blue and then you put in the white, you will still fulfill the mitzvah. The order is not ma'akev. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. But that you need both, that is a requirement. You need blue and white to fulfill the mitzvah.
The fringes.
The strings, these strings.
Okay, right.
The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa. Mitzvah, the ideal, is lahaktim lavan l'tcheles. It's to first put in the white and then put in the blue. Because first the Torah says the word hakanaf, which is, as we've said, from the type of the garment, namely white. And then it says psil tcheles. However, even though ideally it should be white and then blue, im hiktim tcheles lilavan, if he put the blue in before the white, yatzai fulfills his mitzvah. Ella shechiser mitzvah, but he's missing out on a mitzvah. My chiser mitzvah, what does it mean he's missing out on a mitzvah if you put in the blue and then he put in the white? Elam, if you're going to tell me it means chiser mitzvah delavan, that if you put in the blue first and then you put in the white, he doesn't have the mitzvah of white strings, but what he does have is the mitzvah of blue strings. I don't understand. If he doesn't have the mitzvah of white strings, then the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Yikuvi Ma'akvi Adadi, Rebbe holds that the strings are requirements for each other. You only fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis with both the mitzvah of white strings and the mitzvah of blue strings. If you don't have the mitzvah of white strings, then you shouldn't even have the mitzvah of blue strings either, because according to Rebbe, they are requirements for each other. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says what it means is like this, in the name of Rav. What it means is that if you put in blue and then the white strings, shechiser mitzvah v'yasa mitzvah. He's missing out on something. On the other hand, he's fulfilling something. My chiser mitzvah, what does it mean that he's missing out on something? The lo avin mitzvah min ha-milvchar. He hasn't done the best mitzvah. He hasn't done it in the best way. He didn't build the tzitzis the right way. But he does get the mitzvah of white, and he gets the mitzvah of blue. And maybe that's what our Mishnah is saying. When our Mishnah says that the white does not prevent the blue, and the blue does not prevent the white, what it means is that the order of blue and white being put in is not a requirement to actually get the mitzvah of tzitzis, but maybe you do need both blue and white for the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you can put them in b'diyeved with blue first and then white, but ideally it should be put in white and then blue. Yeah, question, Roger. Yes.
Could a machine do it?
Presumably not, no.
Could a miner do it?
Also not.
A girl?
No, she's not obligated. That's right.
But very the color point. Of Sissi doesn't have to be any color. It could be white, you know.
Why do you say that? No, it has to be white, and there has to be some of it's chelet. Some of it has to be blue.
Oh, white and blue. The Sissi too, and the fringes together.
Oh, the garment? No, the garment is white. And the fringes, the strings are white and blue. So the Gemara now says, Hatzeinach lava denamakves hatcheles. All right, so if you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about the order of how to put in the strings, then you have explained what it means when it says the white does not prevent the blue. In other words, even though you put the blue first and you're supposed to put in the white first, the fact that you're supposed to put the white in first does not make the mitzvah disqualified when you didn't follow that. But if you're saying that the Mishnah is only talking about order, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says the blue does not prevent the white? So I'm Rabbi Barchama. Rabbi Barchama explained it means like this. What happens when the garment, the talis, is itself blue? So when the Torah says min kanaf, so min kanaf now means when the type of the corner means blue. So when you have a garment that's totally blue, so then you would have thought, when you have a garment that's totally blue, then we would have been saying that first you should be putting in blue, and then you should be putting in white. And what its point, the point of the Mishnah is that if you didn't do that, if you put in white and then you put in blue, you would still fulfill the mitzvah. Itmar Nami, we've also, in fact, learned in this way. Amale, Levi l'Shmuel. Levi said to Shmuel, Aryoch, king, lo teitzav akaroch, don't sit on your legs, ad mafashli l'hamilsa, till you explain to me this matter. Our Mishnah says the blue strings do not stand in the way of the white strings. Love and the white strings, they don't stand in the way of the blue strings. Mayhi, what's the meaning of this Mishnah? Amar lei, say setim lo nitzucha, it's needed. El l'sad and betzitzis. This mitzvah is needed to teach us in regards to linen and tzitzis, you know, linen with blue wool. The mitzvah lakdume, lavan bereisha. And it's telling you that the mitzvah is to first put in the white. Ideally, you should first put the white and then put in the blue. My time, because the verse says, hakanaf min kanaf. It says, hakanaf from the corner. That means that the strings have to be the same type as the corner. So just like the corner is white, the strings should be white. That's first, so that should be first. And the point of the Mishnah is, v'yaktim tcheles l'lavan, lest l'nba. But if you put the blue in and then you put in the white, it's also okay. And we wouldn't say that that's not okay, and therefore it would be kalayim if you did it.
Where does the linen come from, Rabbi?
If you had a four-cornered garment of linen,
right?
And so now to put on tzitzis, to put on strings, you have to use wool, because wool can absorb a color. You can't have blue strings of linen. Linen doesn't dye. So that means you're going to have wool. So this is all necessary to tell me the laws of shatnez, that if it's not tzitzis, if it's not kosher tzitzis because you didn't put it in the right order, then you wouldn't be allowed to be wearing it because it's shatnez.
Yeah, right.
So the Gemara says, continues, Tenach lav on dinam akivis atcheles. Okay, I understand what the line of the Mishnah is when it says the white is not standing in the way of the blue. It means that even though you put in the blue first, the white can be put in later and it'll still be a kosher tzitzis. But tcheles dinam akivis atzalav on maihi. But what does the next line of the Mishnah mean when it says that the blue doesn't stand in the way of the white? What do you mean the blue doesn't stand in the way of the white? According to Rebbe, you need both. Rambam explained, Lo nitzucha el letal shekula tcheles. We're talking about, for that line of the Mishnah, a garment where the garment is blue. To mitzvah lakdume tcheles bereisha. Now the first thing that should be put in is blue strings, because that is the type of the corner. The whole garment is blue, so the strings that are like the corner are the blue strings. So they should have been put in first. Da kanaf min kanaf, because the first things that go in is what the Torah says, the corner. And the corner thing here is the blue. So the point of this line of the Mishnah is, Yaktim lavan bereisha leslan ba, even though ideally it should be blue and then white, when you have a blue garment, if you put white and then blue, it's still kosher. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava said, I don't understand. Midi tziva kagarim, when the Torah says hakanaf, and we learn min and kanaf, does that really mean that the strings have to be the same color as the four-cornered garment? That's not what it means. What it means is that since most garments are white, the strings should always be white because that's like the type of the garment. So don't tell me that the second line of the Mishnah is telling me that when you have a garment that's blue and ideally it should be blue strings and then white strings, it could be white strings and then blue strings. It would never say that ideally it should be blue strings first, because the whole idea that the strings have to be the same type of the corner doesn't mean it should be literally the same color as the corner. It means it should be white. Ela my Rava. So therefore Rava said to explain the Mishnah. Lo nitzucha, when the Mishnah says that the blue doesn't stand in the way of the white, and the white doesn't stand in the way of the blue, what that is needed for is the following. Ela legardumin, for a situation where the tzitzis tear, the strings tear, and you're left with a little bit left over. And it's saying like this, if the blue strings tore, and all you're left is white strings, or if the white strings tore, and all you're left with is blue strings, less lan ba, it's still a kosher set of tzitzis. As the children of Rebbe Chiya used to say, Gardume tcheles, the leftover strings that are blue, sheirin, they're still kosher. Gardume ezov, when you have the bundle of ezov, of the hyssop branches, that are dipped into the spring water that's mixed with the ashes of the red cow, in order to sprinkle it on someone who's impure, if those stalks of hyssop get worn down and you're left only with a little bit left, as long as there's a little bit left, it's still ksherin. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not saying that the order is not a requirement. The Mishnah is not saying what we first thought, that the actual presence of each is not a requirement. What the Mishnah is saying is, you need to have them. That's what it's saying. You need to have both. But it's saying if you start with both, it's okay. Even if you started with both and then it gets torn, if some of them get torn, it's still okay as long as you started with both. So now we get into this issue of what happens. We'll get into this. We're going to get into the issue now of what happens when the tzitzis tear and you're left with something of the string. Asks the Gemara, v'kama shiur garduman. How much of the string has to be left for us to say it's still kosher because you started with the right amount of string and now it tore? Amar bar hamduri. Amar Shmuel bar hamduri. Answer the name of Shmuel. Kedei l'anvan. As long as you have enough left of the string to make a bow out of it. But if what tore is so much, you don't even have enough left to make a bow, then it's no good anymore. Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. This that Shmuel said that you have to have enough left to make a bow out of it. Kedei la'anvan. La'anvan kulu ba'adadi. Is that to make a bow out of all the strings that are left? And it's, let's say, all eight strings tear, but the little nuggets that are left are enough to make one big bow together. Oh, Dilma, maybe even less than this. All you need is kol chad v'chad l'chude. That out of each string that's left, you have to be able to make a bow out of it. Teku, we don't know the answer to this question. Why, Ravashi? Ravashi asked another question. What happens if the strings tear, but the strings were alimi, these strings were very tough, the lo mianvi, and because they're so tough, it's impossible to make a bow out of them, out of the leftovers. V'avuktini. Now, what's left of these strings is that were they to have been thinner, you would have been able, Mi'avi, you would have been able to make a bow out of it. So, Mai, what's the halacha? Amalei Ravacha, Breid Ravacha, Ravashi, Ravacha, the son of Ravas, answered to Ravashi, since were they to be thinner, you would be able to make a bow out of them. Now that they're thick, you can't make a bow out of them, you just can't bend them. Kol Shekein, certainly these strings are kosher. Minkra mitzvah sayhu, because their mitzvah is even more apparent. They're more recognizable. The fact that they're thick makes them more visible. So they're stronger. They're thicker. Certainly, what's left is still visible, and since it's visible, it is kosher. Okay, we had mentioned an argument before between Rebbe and the Chachamim whether you need both treles and lavan. You need both blue and white for it to be kosher. Or the first, very, very initial beginning of how we were learning, if you have just white, it's okay, or if you have just tcheles, it's okay. Uman tana de poligale de Rebbe, who's the tana who disagrees with Rebbe and says you could have just white, you could have just tcheles. Hai tana, it's the following tana. The tana looked in a brayso, Rebbe Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rebbe Nasan. Rebbe Yitzchak said, in the name of Rebbe Nasan, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you said the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yochum Menuri, you said the name of Rabbi Yochum Menuri, Ein lo tcheles. If you don't have any blue strings, matil lavan, then all you do is you put just white strings, because you don't have blue strings. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shmamina, you see from this halacha, Tzarech Likshar, that when you tie the strings of the tzitzis, I'll call Chulya V'Chulya. It's not enough to make lots of rotations at the very end to make a knot. After every few rotations, you have to make a knot. Because if you think to say, you don't need to make lots of knots. This is what the children of Reb Chiya said. The leftovers of the strings of tzitzis are kosher. Ezov kasherin, and the leftovers of the branches of the hyssop are kosher. Kevon di shtairi lui lai, because even though, but if you're going to ishtairi lui kulu, in other words, if you're going to say that there's only one knot and everything's been torn and that knot is undone, then there's nothing left. So it must be, since we're saying that if there's something left from the string, it's still kosher, it must be that there are many knots up here And since there are many knots, there's still a whole bunch of string that's left, even though the stuff over here has been torn.
Rabbi, those knots are the total amount of all those knots are the 613 mitzvot.
That adds to the hint. That's right. But the five knots and the eight strings.
If the knots are torn apart, that's not the kosher tzitzit.
Very good. Very good.
String.
You have to have string.
Right.
Okay.